We're going to bring in another voice to our conversation and reflections. John Phipps, he's a reporter and critic who was one of the first to report on the many people, the crowds of people who descended upon Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle in the immediate hours and days after the Queen's death was announced. John, thanks so much for being with us.
Morning.
So the news was announced, and you left. You grabbed your pen and your notebook or your computer, and you went out to talk to people. What did you hear?
It was a very strange scene. People were flooding in from the moment I arrived, and people had been there all day in this rather morbid way, staring at the palace, waiting for a sign that something had happened.
Because we knew she was ill. We had heard that. We should just say we knew reports that she had been ill. And then it was this uncomfortable holding pattern for a while.
Yeah, and the announcement was very obviously not, we expect the Queen to return to vigorous, ruddy health anytime soon. It was clearly a preparation.
So what did people convey to you as they were themselves in just coming to terms with the possibility that she was going to pass?
I arrived just after the news had broken, so I wasn't there during the waiting period. But when I arrived, I mean, I've just heard your correspondent in Newcastle say that people tend to say the same things. And, you know, the language of monarchy is cliché. Its poetry is all image. We just saw that with this huge televised ceremony in this beautiful old church. That's how it communicates. So when you ask people, they find them, why are you here? What did the Queen mean to you? They find themselves often at a bit of a loss. This thing about her being like a grandmother figure to the nation, I hadn't really heard until the last few weeks. That's appeared more. People said they felt appropriate. Some people were there opportunistically to be a part of history. The real sense you had was that whatever history was happening, people weren't exactly clear on what it was. People were standing around, looking at each other, looking to each other for a sense of, well, what do we do? We knew we should be here, but what precisely is happening? And that was very interesting, because I think what we've seen over the last 10 days is a huge effort to codify and narrativize what this means for the nation, and every media outlet on earth has been pouring forth with their explanations, and there's been ceremonies, and there's been a kind of slow emergence of the figure of the king out of the enormity of the Queen, who was more popular than the monarchy itself and had to some extent outgrown it. So it didn't surprise me that there was a sense of anti-climax in the air at the time, because the real show is on TV and is in the newspapers.
We're watching it now, the Queen's casket being carried through the streets. It's just left Westminster Abbey, and the procession will make its way to Windsor Castle, and there will be a smaller ceremony there, and then she will be laid to rest in a more intimate family ceremony this evening. But it's interesting what you note, John, that Elizabeth herself was far more popular than the monarchy. Does that cross generations, that separation, that ability to distinguish between the Queen and the role she held and the institution that has been around for 1,000 years?
Well, there's almost no one alive in the United Kingdom who remembers someone, who really remembers in detail kind of someone before the Queen. I mean, you have to be really quite old now to remember that. There are still some people. So I think there was that sense. People often said they thought the monarchy would disappear after the Queen went away. People thought that, you know, maybe it would kind of change or diminish in size. You know, I wasn't particularly surprised, but what I have been surprised by is this very clear putting the king before the public seems to have worked, and people are definitely kind of responding to him.
Responding to him, he of course made an address right after the Queen's passing, and now we see him grieve his mother and prepare to take the throne, as he has now already been proclaimed King of England. John Phipps, reporter and critic, thank you for your reflections this morning. We so appreciate it.